إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون إلى آخر الآية. We are still busy with this chapter on istiqamat, that is steadfastness, to remain firm on deen under all circumstances, in all environments, no matter what happens, that we realize I'm a Muslim and I'm subject to Allah and the commands of Allah, and that Allah is in front of me all the time. And we are not freed of that at any given moment. All the time we are the slaves of Allah, and we should live like the slaves of Allah. This is a command that we must maintain at all times, everywhere. So those who say, Rabbun Allah, that Allah is our Rabb, those who have accepted Allah, who are believers. And then very important, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Not casual believers, not now and then believers, not believers in a certain department, and when we in another department, we are like non-believers, and then we are like free, and we do what we want to. But at all times, all environments, all circumstances, this is called istiqamah. And this is this command of Allah which made Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hair also go white. That at all times be conscious and be aware of the presence and the commands of Allah ta'ala. However, the reward is also very great for those people who do it. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ Malaika descend upon such people. In other words, they are befriended and they are close. The malaika enjoy to be in their company. Such people who achieve this. And they give them the great tidings. Allah takhafu, don't have any fear of what's coming in front. We are with you, you don't have to have any fear whatsoever. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi gives this beautiful example that the fox in the jungle is a very weak animal, very coward, very frightened animal. But if the lion has to tell it, you don't worry, you've got my support, I'm behind you. Now that little fox, like a small, very small animal, it will go and dare the elephant also, the tiger and the cheetah also, and it will interfere with them, because it knows behind me I've got the lion. So a person who has got Allah with him, and Allah is his support, that person doesn't fear anything. And on the other hand, if we don't have the fear of Allah, we will fear the smallest things. Small things, that just something wrong with our health, somebody made jadu. We'll fear jadu. Anything else, this or that person did. This is what's happening. With regard to the virus, you just touch here, I'll get the virus. I'll go there, I'll get the virus. All types of fear come in that person. But that person who has the fear of Allah and the istiqamah, and the malaika tell him, Allah takhafu, you don't have to fear anything. You got the support of Allah behind you. What is the support of a lion? When you got the support of Allah, you got everything. So you don't have to fear of anything for the future. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. And you don't have to grieve of anything behind at the back also. You have to, you live a carefree life, a happy life. If you have this istiqamah, then Allah is with you. You don't have to fear anything and anyone. And further, وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ. And take the glad tidings of the jannat which has been promised to you. How happy a person feels that the malaika are telling him, not the somebody else, not the newspaper report, that which is full of falsehood and lies and deceit. The malaika are telling you, don't have any fear. And take the good news, the real congratulations and the real accolades of Jannah, which has been promised, and don't worry, you are going to Jannah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. We are your friends here in this worldly life also. We are with you. We are here to protect you. And we are here with you all the time. And the power of the malaika, nobody can understand. The whole world together and one angel, what power and strength Allah has given him. And they say that we are your friends in this worldly life. وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And in Akhirat also we will be there, your friends. ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم. And there in Jannah in the Akhirat, whatever you will desire will be granted to you. Even without making it known, just the desire comes in you. I want a mango, it will be presented. I want a whore like this, and I want her to be like that, and she will be presented. What great rewards if we make the little bit effort of istiqamah, and what great, great rewards Allah will give on that. So you'll get whatever you desire, وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ, and whatever you will ask for will be granted to you also. Just your desire you have, you just make a request for anything, it will be given to you. Nuzulam, and you will be, nuzul is just like what we call the starters. When we start our meal, some samosa, some savories, etc., the starters, there will be the starters, will be the starters. And what is going to come, the actual meal and the actual jannat in front, we cannot imagine. And all that will be, min ghafoorir rahim, he who is the most greatest of forgivers. That you have done wrong. You were wrongdoers. Insan is such that he will do wrong. But now just make tawbah. Get istiqamah in your life. And all your past history will be wiped out also. And you won't be asked about your history also. You just correct your life. Turn to Allah. Everyone has got a history behind him. But it will be all forgiven. And Allah Ta'ala is Rahim. After he forgives, not only forgiveness, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to explain, if a person has done wrong against the government and the highest crime, treason, and he's found guilty also, and he's given a very heavy sentence also, and he begs for pardon, for clemency from the state president, from the prime minister, and he grants it also to him. But he won't say that we have forgiven you, now we are giving you 10 filling stations also. We are giving you 20 farms also, and 10 blocks of flats also. That they won't do. At the most, if they do, with conditions, they will forgive you. Allah forgives without any strings attached. And Allah Ta'ala, after that, showers His great mercy on that person. One great favor of Allah Ta'ala is that he attaibu min al-dhamb kama la dhambala. He'll be like a person, like a newborn baby that has got no guna on him whatsoever. And Allah will bless him with such, when the starting of Jannah will be this, what won't Allah give afterward? So we don't have to lose hope also. Make tawbah and we make effort for this istiqamah. That now we are in the masjid, we are listening to hadith and Quran, is having an influence. When we go home, whatever we have to face there, let us not turn our attention from Allah. Whatever else, the day's work is in front of us. We'll be going to our shops, our work, etc. We'll be going for shopping, etc. Wherever we are going, remember Allah is there. And Allah is right in front of us. And we have to please Allah Ta'ala all the time. So this istiqamah all the time. And what great returns from Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us topic, proper understanding to make a little bit of correct effort. And then get the great, great enjoyments which Allah Ta'ala gives.